It's been a long time coming for them classes to take hold in Port Phillip, like having Aboriginal inmates in one classroom, because we all got same similar problems and relations, and we can relate to each other within this drug and alcohol program. If we're in a white man's program, we don't really speak that much. We go very intimidated and very shy. And when you're speaking around other black fellas, it's like a role. It just keeps continuing on. Where we scattered all over the jail, and nothing's really forthcoming, even, you know, like with our paintings, and they're very hard to do now, you know what I mean? And the paintbrushes and the paints, because it's hard to come by. It's like on the outside, we're losing our ways and our culture. But we're coming to jail and it's starting to happen in here as well, you know, and it's not good. It'd be good if you can get older supplies and keep, you know, supplying us with our traditional art, because culture and our paintings, they speak a lot of words in a fashion, you know. And that's the only one way we can explain ourselves, really, because that's what the paintings are about. You're dreaming on your past and your history. They don't want us to have a culture. They don't want us to have our history. They don't want to... because they're jealous of what we got and what we can put on the table, and what our history holds is a new, unique situation where they don't understand it. And because they don't understand it, they get jealous, so they keep punishing us and putting us in ways where, in the slot, where we don't get to see anybody.
Yeah.
We don't get to do our culture. It's hard for me because, like, this is all I know, you know, and this is all I can affect to, and the anxiety that I get... is adrenaline rush, and if I want something, I'm taking it, because my saying is, don't do to others what you don't like being done to you, and it's been done to our people for too long, you know, and when you're missing that, it's something that you can't adapt, you know, to the society. You're used to this inside, you know, yeah. The isolation. It's like taking a white fella out of the city and putting him in the bush and saying, go and find food, take a black man out and put him in the city. You find food, he's going to stand there scratching his head, where do I start, you know? And that's the way it is. I come from the stolen generation, and that's my life there. When I got taken away and I got told that I was white and that, and it was just hard to adapt to that stuff. And I kept on pushing and pushing, and I ended up meeting my mother. She's a beautiful lady. But just to see our system, you know, it just keeps failing and failing you, you know, and then... in the end, they say, oh, do you need help? It's too late. It's gone beyond that, you know, and it's really hard to adapt. That's why we lose a lot of brothers back from in them days in the system, because how do they stop and how do they start? You put a jigsaw puzzle together, but you're always going to miss that one piece, and it's a never-ending story, you know. We need more support when we walk out there as well, out of the jail system, not just giving $490 and on your way, you know. You got to go to your appointment. Which is really hard for black fellas out there to adapt. It needs to be looked at in a big way, yeah. Housing, all that stuff's got to come into respect too, you know. If you haven't got a house, you've got nothing. In my 44 years that I've done, like, there was no help. It was just like no bail, no mail, just refused bail all the time.
Just jail.
Just jail and jail and jail and boys' homes, you know. And then we end up getting the Koori courts going, and it is good, but the benefit of that Koori court is that it's not good that you've got to plead guilty to charges that you probably didn't even do. And that's the sad part about it. They're forcing us to plead guilty so we can get in there, so our elders can speak out. Where was our laws? How come our laws are not adapting? And how come we can't be sitting in a courtroom? My experience is good. It's unique because I keep speaking out for the brothers and sisters, both sides of the border, because I've done most of my jail in New South Wales. And I was the Aboriginal coordinator for deaths in custody and working for them. And them statistics wasn't showing good, you know what I mean? And how many brothers we did lose in the system in 2 years, that was sad to see. It's got three steps in jail. You've got to learn how to walk again. You've got to learn how to talk the lingo. Yep. You've got to learn how to stand up for yourself so no one can take an advantage of you.
Yep.
And once that's embedded in you, there's no way out of it, you know what I mean?